أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم القصاص في القتلى الحظ بالحظ والعبد بالعبد والأنثى بالأنثى صدق الله العظيم. This is the fourth of the Ya أيها الذين آمنوا, that is in the Quran Sharif, also Surah Al-Baqarah, verse ayah number 178. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses the believers saying, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, O you who believe, you have already brought iman. Kutiba alaykumul qisasu fil qatla. Al-qisas, that is the Islamic penalty, the Islamic law of retaliation, has been ordained, it has been made incumbent upon you regarding the murdered person. Some very brief aspects with regards to al-qisas. The discussion in itself is academic, it is technical, but one needs to understand that here it is not just a law that will be related to individuals, it will be a law that comes from an Islamic hukumat under the supervision of an Islamic court. So what is al-qisas? The general rule is that when a murder was committed, a person, for example, killed another Muslim person, the murder itself was intentional, then the murderer's life, after all the investigations, the court case takes place, the person is found guilty, then he will be killed. And this is that retaliation that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is speaking about here. So the very important, basic, fundamental with regards to this verse particularly is that the murderer himself will be killed when he is found guilty without any doubt. Now all of this and the entire procedure is in the spirit of the preservation of life. When we look into the Torah, we will find that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had revealed this law also, and the Yahud were also compelled to follow the law of al-qisas, that amongst them, if someone had killed another person intentionally, then the killer's life will be taken after he has been found guilty under that particular law. Then we also found that before Islam, the pagans, the Arabs, had also practiced this law of qisas. However, when we come particularly to the Yahud, we will find that like in other aspects of their deen, they had adulterated, they had changed the basic laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to suit one class of people, one group of people, and qisas was no exception. Here also they had changed and they had tempered with the rule and the law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. With regards to this, we find a narration, Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu stated that amongst the Arabs it was customary if a man killed a woman, then the man's life was not taken even if he was guilty, even if there was an admission of guilt, even if there were witnesses in abundance, then his life was not taken. It was as though it was not necessary to take the retaliation in lieu of a woman's life, so to say that a woman's life was absolutely had no value in their eyes, so there was no need for any retaliation. But coming more specifically to the two of them, we will find that if a slave belonging to a noble class of people was the murderer, now his life had to be taken, all the evidences were there, the court had found that he was guilty, then he was spared. And the life of a free person from the normal class of people, not the noble class, his life was taken. In other words, the life of an innocent person would be taken in lieu of the life of even a slave that belonged to the noble class. So in short, we find that there was this tampering with the deen of Allah Ta'ala, with the kitab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, insofar as the Yahud is concerned. That is why we find Allama Shabir Ahmad Uthmani rahimahumullah, in his tafsir he writes that here they had gone so far in changing the deen of Allah Ta'ala, they had gone so far in curing favor with regards to the different classes of people, that even Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here, Allah ta'ala didn't say, Ahya Ahl al-Kitab, Allah didn't address the Ahli Kitab particularly. Allah Ta'ala didn't say, Ya Ayyuhan Nas, but Allah Ta'ala said, Ya Ayyuhal Ladina Amanu, O you who have believed, you have brought Iman, this has become incumbent upon you, that you practice this law of Qisas according to the rule and the law of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, because it only will be the Ummat of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and it will be the requisite of Iman, that a person will fulfill the rule of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now here, when we found that there was so much of tampering with the deen, it was not only an issue of jurisprudence, an issue of day-to-day life, but the judiciary itself was corrupt. The scholars amongst them were corrupt. So corrupt were the scholars, so corrupt was the judicial system in that time in the Ahl-e Kitab, from the time of the Anbiya alayhim salatu wassalam. Many other narrations in the time of Isa alayhi salatu wassalam. This is one of the difficulties he had, that if somebody had committed zina, for example, and that person had to be stoned for death, then again, they would look at the class of the person. If the person was of nobility, then he was spared. If he was not of nobility, then the law of rajam, the law of stoning to death, will take place. And in this way, they changed and they contaminated the law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hence, Allah Rabbul Izzat now gives the law, al-hurru bil-hurri, wal-abdu bil-abdi, wal-untha bil-untha, a free person for a free person, a slave for a slave, a woman for a woman. In other words, the rule of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will exist, and the rule of Allah ta'ala and the law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be that every life is equal. The murderer and that of the murdered, it is immaterial. A Muslim was killed, it was an intentional murder, the murderer was found guilty, the procedure was according to the Shariat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then that murderer's life will be taken. And we find that such is the justice system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in another ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَنْ يَقْتُلْ مُؤْمِنًا مُتَعَمِّدًا فَجَزَاؤُهُ جَهَنَّمُ خَالِدًا فِيهَا وَغَضِبَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَلَعَنَهُ وَأَعَدَّ لَهُ عَذَابًا أَلِيمًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has invoked every curse. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has spoken about every form of chastisement. One is the adab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the other the lanat and the curse of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the third is that person will be in the fire of Jahannam forever and ever. In other words, if he believed that this murder was permissible for him to take the blood of someone else without any due right in the Shariat. So in short, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses us to uphold this law of Allah Rabbul Izzat, and together with that, the preservation of life, the importance of life has also been brought to light. And together with that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, shows that every soul, every being, every mu'min has value immaterial, whether it is a free person, whether it is a slave. And from here, the general rule of the Sharia will then apply, that we cannot tamper with the rules of Allah Rabbul Izzat, we cannot change the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala like they had done. And the result of it was that it was, there was social disorder amongst the people. One class was favored and the other class was subjected to victimization, and in this way the entire society had become corrupt. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.